This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Welcome to another special podcast on Joy 94.9. It is David Bowie is more Bowie. Can't get enough Bowie. Queer Geeks of Oz brings you PAX, October 30 to November 1. Get your geek on, queers. It's a panel about video games, fun and games, women and games, and representation, and much, much more. With Dillstick,
Sonia, the Screamer,
Lauren Stardust, and more. Only at PAX 2015 in Melbourne Town.
At the Melbourne Exhibition Centre, be sure to catch the Queer Geeks of Oz panel on Saturday, October 31st, 2 p.m. at PAX. Go to paxaustralia.com.au. Look for Queer Geeks of Oz on Facebook. That's facebook.com/queergeeksofoz. Catch you at PAX.
This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream and your second breakfast on Joy 94.9. And you can hear it in the background. It's wonderful. Rock and roll suicide. It certainly is wonderful to be here at the David Bowie's exhibition. It's the 15th media call and I've got a man who knows his business here, Rob Graham. Welcome.
Hi, how are you going? Hi, Joy. Hello, space people, aliens, and live music fans, and people interested in the Starman. And it's just great to be here. I love the station.
And what's your background? You put a lot of the late night and music stuff together.
I have been a working DJ for 20 years. So I originally moved to London and New York, chasing music, and slowly that turned into sound design and video. And then video production. I recently finished my master's in animation and interactive media. And I put all that together with fine art, and we do cool things at Acme. So that's why I'm here.
Very cool things. Okay, so how long has it taken to make this a real happening thing?
Well, I'm also on the exhibition team, so I help move in the Bowies, the army of Bowies that you'll find in here when you come down, which was really amazing because they're literally like coffins, and you kind of feel the energy of Bowie in all the clothing. And yeah,
that's weird. Did anything strange happen?
Well, there's a electric kind of feeling of anticipation and spookiness, but it's been really a lot of hard work, and it was put together in an extremely professional way from the V&A. So it's just been a pleasure seeing it come to life.
So a lot of late nights, but it looks extraordinary. Is there a favourite cosy outfit that you could say that's the one and you really got excited?
I don't think I have a favourite. I like, because I'm into synthesizers, so I like when he has worked with Brian Eno, and that's kind of where I land, and I am a huge fan of space and aliens. So, yeah, I just love what he's done with popular culture and his intuitive free thinking and forward thinking to really just show the world what's possible when you've got some imagination and a bit of style.
No, he has. He's sort of broke the mould and just did it anyway, and even pissed off Elvis, apparently. Apparently went to an Elvis performance in the 70s, but he went dressed as Bowie, as Ziggy, and Elvis, he was in the front row or something, I heard, and Elvis was not happy. Yeah.
I think we all know Elvis was just a bit jealous, because he couldn't break out of the Elvis mould, but that was a pretty good mould to be in, Elvis.
Yeah, I mean, look at those awesome fringe outfits.
Yeah, but we have a lot of local Melbourne artists that are going to play at our late night events who also break moulds. So
tell us about the late night ones.
Well, some come to mind, like Bombay Royale, who are very theatrical, and they cross basically like sci-fi cosmic disco with traditional Bollywood themes. And a little bit of kind of country, kind of cowboy flavor. It's like a spaghetti western Bollywood film in outer space. Well, they've just done a world tour, and they're developing a huge following because they're an amazing, amazing kind of theatrical and musical band. And they've recently done quite a lot of public work on ABC, and they got rave reviews on their world tour, so we are absolutely over the moon to have them here.
The late night starts.
It'll be every Thursday and Friday there'll be a band, and they're mainly Melbourne musicians that are forward thinking or in some way relate to Bowie. Generally each band starts at 7:30, but the late nights start at 6. So we've got DJ Manchild, who plays like Nigerian funk music and really, really wild grooves. So yeah, every Friday there'll be basically a live band, sometimes a performer and a support DJ starting at 6. The main bands generally start at 7:30 and it'll go till 10 with a DJ on after the band. Sometimes the timing's changed a bit.
Is it free?
It is free, but we're getting such a huge demand that once we reach capacity, we will give priority to people that have bought tickets to the exhibition.
Fair enough.
So if you really, really, really want to see one of the late night bands, it's pretty smart to grab a ticket just so you're guaranteed entry.
You hear that, Joysters? You want to see some excellent alternative, but, you know, it's not really alternative. It should be everyday sort of music and performance and really eccentric, wonderful, gorgeous stuff. You've got to get in there and be part of the Bowie. There's no escaping it, would you say, Rob?
We are Bowie.
I think so.
We have pretty much the cream of the crop as far as interesting new DJs go in Melbourne. We've got young electronic bands like Sleep D and Rat & Co. that are developing a huge following. We've got soul and twisted modern R&B from Mojo Juju. We've got Geraldine Quinn doing...
She was awesome this morning.
She's going to do a fabulous spectacular with heaps of guests and a full band. I mean, the list goes on. And if anyone is interested, check out the website because we've got all the details there. That's Acme Live Events, Late Nights, and you can check out all the bands with a bit more information.
Ooh. And the queerness here, it's great to see that as well, don't you think? I mean, for joy listeners. Will they be guaranteed that it's pretty bent?
It's going to be amazing. I mean, we're all just going to do our best. And once you start thinking Bowie, things just get crazy, don't they? We're going to have
things
some fun.
Do.
We're going to have fun.
This is fabulous, fabulous. I want to thank you so much, Rob, for speaking to us here on Joy 94.9, Sci-Fi and Squeam and the Second Breakfast and everything. It's just fantastic. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks so much, guys. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the special podcast about David Bowie.
It included many of the folks who were at ACMI and the David Bowie Is forums and exhibitions held only in Melbourne until November 1st, 2015. We hope you enjoyed this. We'll have more podcasts to come.
Thank you for listening to the special David Bowie presentation by Joy 94.9.
Interviews helmed by Sonia Hammer from Sci-Fi and Squeam and Queer Geeks of Oz and Geek Girls Speak. Enjoy this podcast.
Girls on Film Festival.
Sonia the Squeamer is a goth mother at this year's Girls on Film Festival
2015.
The Girls on Film Festival is October 23rd to October 25th.
A girl walks home alone at night at an Aussie horror film, The Loved Ones. Girls on Film Festival. Check out GirlsOnFilmFestival.com.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi and scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.